Sandy, did you hear that? Come on, will you?
Did I hear what?
That whistle. That's the Rinso White whistle.
And Rinso means us.
That's right. Rinso gets clothes Rinso White. And Rinso presents the Amos and Andy Show. With their guests for tonight, the Paul Taylor Chorus. Practically Christmas, and all through the house, the youngsters are helping with everything, even the dishes. But unfortunately for Mom, that state of affairs won't last very long. She'll soon be facing a sink piled high with Christmas dinner dishes and not a helping hand in sight. Of course, Mom knows she can depend on Rinso to make quick work of the biggest pile of dishes. Why, ladies, you just fill your dishpan full of those soapy rich Rinso suds and watch the heavy grease and sticky food particles scoot. In next to no time, every dish is bright and shining. And ladies, Rinso's easy on your hands, too. So don't take chances. Use Rinso. And now, here are Amos and Andy and their guests, the Paul Taylor Chorus. It's the Saturday before Christmas. The morning crowds are milling about Lenox Avenue in Harlem doing their last-minute shopping. Andy is out with Amos's little girl, Arbidella, on their annual Christmas tour of the department store windows. Right now, they're looking at a little doll in one of the windows.
Yeah, that sure is a pretty doll, Arbidella.
Yes, that's the one I wrote and asked Santa Claus to bring me. But Daddy said I wrote the letter too late. You see, I only wrote it 2 days ago.
Yeah, well, that ain't giving Santa Claus much time. You gotta write him before that.
Isn't she pretty, though, Uncle Andy?
Yeah.
Daddy said Santa Claus would bring her to me next Christmas.
Oh, sure. You see, that'll give him more time.
We're having a good time today, ain't we, Uncle Andy?
Mm.
I like being out with you.
Yeah, and I like being out with you, too, Arbidella. But I guess we better be getting on home now.
Do you think Mommy and Daddy will be home yet?
Oh, yeah. They say they'd be home at 12.
Uncle Andy, let me just look at the doll once more.
Oh, sure, honey.
She's beautiful. She's a talking doll, too.
Yeah, they is the best ones, all right.
That sure is a pretty dress she's got on. But when Santa Claus brings her to me next year, I'm going to make her a lot more pretty dresses. Mm. Pink ones. I can hardly wait till next Christmas.
Miss Andy, you sure got a lot of Christmas presents there.
Yeah, Lightning, I want to get them all wrapped up now, too, so I ain't got to do it this afternoon or tonight.
What is that one you got there, perfume?
Yeah, for one of my girlfriends. You know, Sadie Blake.
She likes that sweet-smelling stuff, all right, don't
she? Well, she ought to. This is genuine imported French perfume. Oh, look at this. They done left a price on there. 25 cents. Hey, you got a pencil, Lightning?
Yeah, sir, but I ain't got no rubber on the end of it.
Well, I don't care about no rubber. I just wants to put two in front of that and make it 2 1/4. You see, Lightning, if Sadie don't like the perfume, she'll be crazy about the price.
Yeah, well, what you got in this package here, Miss Andy?
Oh, them are some handkerchiefs that I'm going to give to that other gal friend of mine, Evelyn Bennett.
But wait a minute, Miss Annie. These has got a C broidered up in the corner.
Yeah, well, last year I was going to give them to that gal Carmen that I was going with, but we done busted up 2 days before Christmas.
Well, with the letter C on there, I don't see how you can give them to Evelyn Bennett.
Yeah, well, I thought of that. So for the last 3 weeks, I've been calling her Cookie.
Look here, here come the King's Fleece and Henry Van Porter.
Yeah, come in, fellas, come in.
Well, hello there, Lena. Hello, Andy. Merry Christmas, fellas. Noel, Noel, and all that stuff.
That's a charming Yuletide. A charming Yuletide to you, gentlemen. A charming Yuletide.
Yeah, charming Yuletide to you, too, Henry.
Yeah, well, see you wrapping all your Christmas presents here, Andy. Any time that you want me to turn my back and not look, just say the word.
Well, listen, I ain't bought you a present, Kingfish.
Oh, you ain't got around to that yet, huh? Well, don't worry about it, Brother Andy. You've got time. You know, my wife and me were talking about the same thing just this morning. She said to me, she said, George, do you think that any of your friends is going to give you that bathrobe they got in the corner window at the Globe Department store? I said, honey, you mean the blue one with the red sash around it, the crazy boy? She said, yeah, you know, it's marked 395. I said, yeah, honey, that's the one size 40. Yeah, funny thing, I mean, my wife talk back and forth like that, and, you know, just...
Yes, well, you could use a new bathrobe, Kingfish. That one you had on yesterday certainly was a mess.
Yeah, oh, and by the way, Andy, I just thought of something. How big is that door at your boarding house?
Door? Why?
Well, coming up to see you tomorrow morning with a pretty big package for you. If I can't get it in there, though, I can always take the door off the hinges, can't we?
Yeah. Say, this is kind of embarrassing, because I is broke and can't afford to buy nothing for you.
Nothing at all?
That's right. Say, what time you expect to be up there with that big package?
Well, on second thought, it might not be as early as I expected, you know.
I'll be there all morning.
Well, don't wait for me, though, Andy. See, I got a lot of baggage to deliver. Might not get around to you till February or March. I don't know what to think.
Yeah, well, I knowed it was something like that.
Andy, I've been trying to wrap some of these packages here for you. This is a hard one, all right.
Well, what in the world is that?
Oh, that's a little toy automobile I done bought for Amos Jr. You wind it up and it scoots around the floor, backs up, and does everything. I'll show you.
Yeah, let's see that there.
Now, watch this.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Look at it go.
Say, that is the cutest thing I done ever seen.
Yeah, see the way that thing went around there? Look at that.
Well, look at this, will you? It's even got a license number on it.
Yeah, let me have it, Henry. I want to see if I can shoot it around the floor again.
But I can wind it myself, Kingfish.
Yeah, well, let me do it, Henry. I asked for it.
Yes, but I picked it up first.
Well, now, don't break it, fellas.
Well, Andy, can't I be the one to work it?
Kingfish, I'm going to work it. Now, let's not be childish about this.
All right. But I'm next on the thing.
Well, I'm going to put it back in the box now before it gets broke. And I got a lot of things to do around here, too. You children better run along home now.
Say, by the way, Andy, you're coming over to the gathering at the lodge hall this afternoon, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, you know, all the boys are getting together. Christmas spirit, refreshments, slapping everybody on the back and all that stuff, you know?
Yes, the whole gang is going to be there. I'll see you there, Andy.
Okay, so long, fellas.
Yeah, well, so long. Merry Christmas.
Goodbye, boys. Goodbye.
Well, I was wrapping this package of colored crayons that you bought for Arbidella, Miss Andy.
Yeah, go ahead, wrap that.
Must I rub out the 10 cents or must I just put a $1 in front of it?
Oh, rub it out. This ain't much of a gift to give a kid, is it?
And those, well, it ain't bad, Miss Andy.
Yeah, but she might not even like crayons.
She might not. After all, you don't know what Miss Amos's daughter likes.
Well, the funny part of it is, Lightning, I do know what she likes.
Well, even if you do, that don't make no difference, because you was broke. You ain't got enough money to buy nothing more.
Yeah, that's what's troubling me. I is broke. Say, Lightning, what time is it?
It's nearly 1 o'clock.
Say, I'm going to leave. I'll see you later. Did you want to see me?
Yes, I guess so. Is you the gentleman that do the hiring here for the store?
That's right. My name is Simmons.
Yeah, well, I was wondering if you need any extra sales help for the last-minute rush this afternoon. I would work hard.
Well, we did need extra help up until yesterday, but I think we can get through the rest of the day with the salespeople we have.
Oh. Well, thank you just the same, Mr.
Wait just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you can do it.
What's that?
Well, one of our Santa Claus's helpers was called home. See, his wife was taken ill suddenly, and we could use somebody to take his place. You think you could do it?
Be Santa Claus's helper?
That's right.
Yeah, well, I ain't never done that before. For sure, I can do it.
Fine. Now, if you come down to the fourth floor, I'll give you your Santa Claus suit and tell you just what you're supposed to do.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Brown, that Santa Claus suit seems to fit you as well as the man who worked here before.
Yeah, help me button the thing up, will you, Mr. Simmons? A little snug right here.
Yes, as I see. Eh? Got that pillar in there just right.
That ain't no pillar, that's me.
Well, I think you better hurry and finish putting on your costume, Mr. Brown. I want you to get out in the toy department with the children.
Yeah, well, I guess the next thing to do is to get these boots on here. I'll sit down here and try to get in them. I'll pull them on here. Uh-oh. Mr. Simmons, have you got any of that sliding powder by any chance?
Why? What's the matter?
The dog's just too big for the house. Wait a minute. I got one in. Now, here goes the other one. There he is. Feet, you was wrapped up plenty tight today.
Well, that's fine. Now, just put on these whiskers and this hat, and you're all set.
Yes, okay. Now, what must I do, Mr. Simmons, when I gets out there?
Well, Santa Claus's chair is right over at the far end of the toy department. Now, I want you to listen to the little children while they tell you what they would like for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then assure them that Santa Claus will get their message.
Yes.
And the idea is that Santa Claus would have a pretty tough time of it handling everything himself if he didn't have you help us. I think you understand what I mean.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand all right.
And if you run into any difficulties of any sort, just call the floor walker.
All right, Sonny, you was next. Come right up here now and sit on Santa Claus's lap. That's the boy. Now, tell Santa Claus what you want for Christmas.
I want a G-Man badge and a gun.
A G-Man badge and a gun. Yeah, well, what's your name, Sonny?
Oliver Griffith.
Oliver Griffith? Well, is you done been a good boy all year, Oliver?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I could have seen that without even asking. You was a nice little fella. I bet you drinks up all your milk at every meal, don't you?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Well, you drink part of it, though, don't you?
I don't drink none of it.
None of it, huh?
No.
Old floor walker, can you come over here?
If that guy beat me the G-Man badge and the gun, I'll drink my milk.
Oh, yeah. Well, never mind, floor walker. Oh, that's a good little boy, Oliver. Now, you just hang up your stocking and everything's going to be all right.
Oh, thank you, Santa Claus. Come on, Oliver.
Am I next?
Yeah, you is next. My, what a nice little girl. Sit right here on my knee. Now, tell me, what is your name?
Henrietta Lewis.
That's a pretty name, too. And that's a pretty little dress you got on there.
Mama made it for me. See the ribbon?
Yeah, that's good, all right. Henrietta, you was one of the sweetest little girls I'd ever see. Now, tell me, what do you want for Christmas?
A football.
A football?
Yes, and a two-chest and a drum.
Two-chest? Well, what do a little girl like you want with them things?
Oh, I don't want them for myself.
Oh. Oh, well, who does you want them for?
My little brother.
Your brother?
Yes. You see, he's sick in bed, and he couldn't come down here, and I don't want you to forget him.
Oh, well, that sure is sweet of you, Henrietta. And I can tell you right now that Santa Claus is going to take care of him.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, honey. Merry
hey,
Christmas.
Quit shoving. I'm next.
Yeah, no fighting there now, boys. No fighting. Take it easy.
I tried to push in ahead of me. I'm next, ain't I, Santa Claus?
Yes, sir. I mean, yeah, Sonny. What's your name?
Percy Carter.
Percy. Percy, huh? What you want for Christmas?
I want a machine gun. Do I get it?
I'll see what I can do about it and all that stuff.
I want a wallet, too, with a picture of Humphrey Bogart in it.
Yeah, well, I'll work on that, too. Who's next?
Wait a minute, Santa Claus. I ain't through yet. I want to ask you something.
Yeah, well, what is it, Percy?
Last year, I asked you for a pair of skates, and I didn't get them. What goes?
You got a lot of other stuff, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a necktie, some socks, and a couple of handkerchiefs. But who wants that stuff?
Better luck this year. All right, who's next?
Wait a minute. I got more stuff to ask you. In that workshop up north where Santa Claus makes all his toys?
Yeah.
What kind of country is that?
Country? Well, it's nothing but ice and snow and snow and ice. All stuff like that.
No trees or nothing?
No, just ice and snow.
Then where does Santa Claus get the apples and oranges he puts in the stockings every Christmas?
Old floor walker!
All right!
jacket, son. Who's next?
I am, Santa Claus.
Oh, step right up, Sonny.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what's your name?
Jimmy Watson.
And what is it?
A baseball glove, a punching bag, a watercolor set, a ring toss, a fountain pen, a Mickey Mouse wristwatch, a cowboy suit, a telegraph set, a bicycle bell, a flashlight, and a baby sister.
Is that all you want?
That's all I can think of right now.
Well, you look a little worn out, Mr. Brown.
Oh, yes, sir. I is a little tired. I never talked to so many kids in all my life. But you know something? Day is really cute, though, you know it.
Well, you did very well. All the children seemed very happy, and the parents were just standing there beaming.
Yes, I see that. Thank you, sir.
We certainly appreciated having you here this afternoon.
Yes, well, tell you the truth, I enjoyed it, too. And, of course, you know I done it for a special reason.
Yes, and here it is, Mr. Brown. I had the stock boy take it out of the window, the talking doll.
Has been well rewarded in his effort to get a Christmas present for Amos's little girl. We'll hear more about it in just a moment. You know, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without holly wreaths and Christmas trees and little dinner table scenes like this one.
Oh, boy! Turkey! Oh, I want the drumstick!
Oh, Tommy, you're going to upset the gravy bowl. You've got gravy all over your shirt.
Well, Tommy's shirt will be a real contribution to the family wash this time, to say nothing of the tablecloth. But does that bother his mother?
Tommy's shirt is certainly not very pretty. But with Rinso in the wash tub, it will come out like magic.
Yes, you see, ladies, Rinso soaks clothes clean in as little as 10 minutes. Just a few quick finger rubs wherever the dirt's a little stubborn, and rinse. All your washable colors come spotlessly, Rinso bright, safely, even after dozens of washings. And, of course, Rinso gets your whitewash. Rinso White. Because those peppy, rich suds get out more dirt. So make every wash day a Rinso wash day, and you'll whistle while you work. And now, back to the Amos and Andy Show and their guests, the Paul Taylor Chorus. Christmas Eve. Andy has just arrived at Amos's with an arm full of packages.
Well, come in, son. Come in. You look like Santa Claus there with all that stuff.
Yeah, how is you, boy? How is you? Say, that tree looks good.
Yeah, pretty, ain't it, Anna?
Sure is. Wait a minute. Let me lay these packages down here on the sofa.
Yeah, tell me this. You making the rounds now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Making the rounds. Spreading good cheer and all that stuff. Yeah. Boy, that is a pretty tree. You got a lot of lights on there, too.
We've been saving them for 2-3 years. You know, they're pretty hard to get now.
Oh, sure, I know.
We just decorated that tonight.
Yeah.
Reuben and Mama is going out to take a few things to some poor people they hear about here in town. They'll be gone for about an hour.
Oh, yeah, I see.
I say, Andy, why wasn't you over with all the fellas at the lodge hall yesterday?
Who, me? I must have clean forgot about that. Well, Amos, I'll leave these packages right here.
All of them?
Oh, sure. Here's one for Ruby. And here's one for Mama. Here's one for you. And there's a little toy automobile for your baby.
Oh, gee, Andy.
And here's a package for Arbadella. And listen, Amos.
Great thing for his country.
Well, that sure is a step in the right direction, George. Now, what about the job you was going to get?
Well, now, wait a minute, honey. I can't do everything at once, you know. I was a busy man for a while being a hero.
George, is you going to start looking for a job, or ain't you?
Honey, I just ain't got time right now.
Oh, you ain't?
No, I ain't got time.
Listen, Mr. George Kingfish Stevens.
Hold it, honey, hold it. Get the suitcase, Andy. We're packing again.
Hello.
sure to tune in each Friday night at this same time for the Amos and Andy Show. Next Friday, the boy's guest will be Adolph Manjou. Our thanks to Pat O'Brien for appearing with us tonight. He is currently in the RKO picture, The Iron Major, and is co-starred with Deanna Durbin in Universal's His Butler's Sister. Our program is broadcast to our armed forces overseas. This is Harlow Wilcox, and before I leave, here's a reminder. Tonight, many of our wounded soldiers who might otherwise die will be given the precious gift of life itself, and it will be a gift from you. Yes, one of the most essential ingredients in those precious life-saving sulfa drugs is made from used kitchen fats that you have skimmed from soups and rendered from solid fats. So save every drop in any clean tin can, and when you have half a pound or more, turn it in to your butcher right away. He'll give you 4 cents for each pound and 2 brown ration points besides.
Is a counterfeiting racket, are desperately in need of a place to operate.
Good evening. Here is the Amos and Andy Show with their guest tonight, Mr. Adolph Manjou. Early this afternoon, Amos dropped in at Andy's office and said,
If you ain't doing nothing tonight, Andy, me and Ruby would like to have you come over and meet a friend of Ruby's. Ruby says she's the sweetest girl she knows.
Amos, I is as good as there.
Yes, and Andy was there. And he has never had a more pleasant evening in his life, principally because everything Ruby had said about her friend, Janice Carpenter, Andy found to be true. As we find them now, the evening is over, and Andy and Janice are about to leave.
Well, I sure had a nice time here tonight, folks.
Oh, yes, it's been lovely. Thank you so much, Ruby.
You're welcome. Andy, you're taking Janice home, aren't you?
Oh, sure. It'll be a pleasure. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night. See you soon, son. So long.
Come again. Good night.
Oh, Amos and his wife sure are nice people, aren't they, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, they sure is. Say, by the way, Janice, how about you and me going out together tomorrow night?
Why, I'd love to, Mr. Brown, but I have a previous engagement.
Oh, you is, huh? Well, how about the night after that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a previous engagement then, too.
Oh, you is.
Mm-hmm. You could call me. But about the middle of the week, you could call me, Mr. Brown, and maybe we could arrange something.
Middle of the week. Well, I tell you, Miss Carpenter, I as previous gazed up myself there for about 10, 11 nights in a row. Come on, let's walk a little faster.
Come on in, Andy.
Well, hello there, Brother Andy.
Hi, Kingfish. Hello, Amos.
Yeah, how'd you like that gal that we had up at the house last night, Andy?
Well, I liked her fine, Amos. That's the trouble.
She seemed to like you, too.
Well, listen, if she liked me so much, then how come that after only being in town a couple of weeks, and she says she don't know hardly nobody, I still couldn't get no date with her for either one of the next 2 nights?
Well, maybe she is playing hard to get. You know, that's the way with some of these babes.
Listen, Kingfish, don't call Miss Carpenter no babe. She happened to be the nicest gal I done ever met in my life.
Oh, pardon me, King Lancelot. I didn't know that you was in love with the beautiful princess.
Well, I don't know whether I'm in love with her or not. All I know is that when I is with her, I gets a kind of nice, warm feeling inside of me. Just like I done had a bowl of hot soup.
Well, if it's just a warm feeling you was after, stick to the soup, son. You'll find it a lot cheaper, I tell you that.
Andy, you was right about this Janice Carpenter, though. She is a swell girl. And as far as her being busy for the next couple of nights, she wasn't just dusting you off there.
She wasn't?
Oh, no, Andy. You see, when she first got to town, she met a guy, well, a fella that kind of fell for her. And he sends her candy and everything. And, well, naturally, she goes out with him.
Who's the fella?
A fella called Racy Russell. I think you know him.
Yeah, I know him. A big spender. Not only that, but a smart dresser, too. He wears them light tan pointy shoes with the black shoelaces on them.
Yeah, well, I got to get going now, Andy. I just thought I'd let you know that so you'd see what the situation was.
Yeah, well, thank you, Amos.
So long, Amos. So long, fella.
Pointy shoes. I can get a pair of them, too. Kingfish, I'm going to get me a job.
Yeah, well, if I... What's that, Andy?
I say I'm going to get me a job so I can make some money. And I know where I can get one, too. There's a fella downtown that runs a florist shop that's looking for a big Zekeler. I'm going to get that job.
Well, Andy, that's a very good job of sweeping.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Melton.
The floor looks fine, Andy. I hope you're going to like it working here in a flower shop.
Oh, yes, sir. I was crazy about flowers.
Good.
Say, by the way, that other fellow that I done told you about for a delivery boy, you know, he coming down a little while to go to work.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, say, I've got to go out for a couple of minutes to pick up some corsage ribbon just a few doors down. Now, look, while I'm gone, Andy, I wish you'd change the water in those cut flowers.
Yes, sir.
And in case any customers come in, just ask them to wait a minute till I return.
Yeah. Oh, the old, the pretty little roses. And the sweet carnation. I love all the flowers. And the daisies. Daisies. Well, she loved me. She loved me not. 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 Four petals left. She loved me not. That's the last time I'm going to trust a daisy. If that gal... how you do, sir? How you do?
I say, my good man, I'd like to get some flowers.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, the boss just stepped out, mister, but he'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Well, I'm in a hurry. Can't you wait on me?
Well, I could, but I ain't supposed to... Tell you what, though, I'll kind of show you the flowers till the boss get back.
All right.
Anything particular you wanted? Them carnations there's nice.
No, not carnations. I want a flower that's got romance. Something that will tell a lady how a gentleman feels about her.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a little tip. Steer clear of them daisies.
Now, let's see. What other flowers are there here?
Well, let me see. We got these red ones there with the green stems. There's pretty. Oh, then we got these blue ones here with the green stems. And then these over here, these yellow ones. Green stems on them, too.
Well, they all seem to be running with green stems this year, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Ah, there's what I want. The queen of the flower kingdom, the orchid.
Yeah, they is pretty all right. How many would you want, mister? About a dozen?
Well, how much are they?
Well, let's see. Say on the sign there, $5 each. I guess that means each bunch. I ain't sure that's a full bunch, though. Look kind of skimpy, don't it?
No. No, that means $5 for each flower.
Each flower?
Yes, I bought them here before. There are exactly 14 here. Well, look, I'll take them all.
You mean you're going to take 14 orchids at $5 each?
Well, of course. Why not?
That's going to make quite a mess of them hanging down on the front of the lady. Sure is.
Well, the lady happens to be my wife, and I don't expect her to wear them. Here's the $70. Now, I just want to write out a card and give you the address where you can send them.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, well, here's a pen and a card right here.
Thank you. May these flowers express what I've been... trying so hard to say myself. Adolf. There. Put this card inside the box and send it to Mrs. Adolf Manju at this address.
Yes, sir. I sure hope your wife liked these, Mrs. Manju.
Well, I have a feeling that she will. You know, women are strange that way. Sometimes they see in the petals of a flower that which they cannot see in a man's face.